In the studio, we got commissioners in the studio. We've got Lucan, Commissioner Lucan, and Commissioner Masters. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great.
It's been a long time.
It has been a while. What have you been up to, Mr. Lucan? You fighting crime, fighting the evils of bad driving and whatnot?
Pretty much just, you know, been on the road. You know, there's been this little, you know, thing going on in Juneau for the last few months, and that's kept me.
How's that going?
Busy. Well,
or how did that go, actually?
I think it ultimately ended up pretty good, at least from our department's perspective.
A lot of road projects and
get some work out on the street in the next year or so.
Yeah, bridges being built and stuff. Well, we're here to talk about the Memorial Day weekend, and that is fast approaching. And for a lot of people, that means, out and about. It's the first big holiday of the summer, 3, sometimes 4-day weekends for some people. And, of course, one of the biggest problems, of course, is drinking and driving, buzz driving and all that. What are the statistics, if you have them, about holidays like Memorial Day, then you got the 4th of July, and then Labor Day of drinking and driving? Those statistics go up drastically, don't they, drinking and driving?
Well, you know, I think and logic would probably prevail here as well.
Yeah.
But when you have holidays in conjunction with long weekends and you have people that want to celebrate those are times when people are having a great time, but also times when people are indulging a little bit too much. And when you combine that with poor decision-making, then we have some issues and problems. So, statistically, I think you could look back in the past and you could see higher rates of accidents, both serious collisions and fatal collisions during peak holiday times.
And we haven't had any yet. We haven't had any fatalities because of alcohol, right? We're still 0 for 12. Is that that's the?
No, you're confusing the statewide statistics with the municipality of Anchorage's program, which is their target for zero fatalities within the municipality.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, on a statewide level, we can't say that. Just through the month of April, and we don't have the total, obviously, for May yet, but we were looking at 9 fatalities.
Oh, already,
and,
wow.
And 3 of those were alcohol-related, so 33%. And that's, statistically what we see pretty much across the board, that about one-third or a little bit more than one-third of the fatal collisions in the state are alcohol-related. And we have also been seeing that over half are unbelted, so they're not wearing their seatbelt. So
wow.
There's two things right there we know that will help curb that problem. One is don't drink and drive, and 2 is wear your darn seatbelt.
Wear your seatbelt. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'll tell you, just for me to pitch in, I'd tell you that, Memorial Day is probably one of my favorite holidays.
It's the beginning of summer.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get a little personal here. It's actually my anniversary weekend. There's one reason why. But then the other reason, I think, just from my history is, we remember the sacrifices that the men and women in uniform across our nation have made throughout history, on Memorial Day. So those are great reasons, for me personally to celebrate.
True.
And remember. But it also, it's the first, like you said, the first weekend, kind of starting the summer season. And it's a great opportunity to do that here in Alaska. Usually we get, generally pretty good weather.
In June, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, May and
so,
June, starting into June, into that real nice
absolutely.
Weather. Yeah.
So it's a great reason to get out. It's a great reason to, enjoy Alaska. But it also, unfortunately, like Commissioner Master said, it's also, just where we start to see this spike in traffic crashes as well as in some cases fatalities across the nation. But as well here in Alaska.
And a lot of it's planning, right, you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, it's thinking ahead of time, not going, I'm just going to go have a drink and then drive, and then suddenly, one drink turns into 5, and suddenly you're like, oh, my car's here, I'm going to drive home.
Yeah.
It's thinking ahead of time and planning.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, we talk about, kind of locations that might be more susceptible to –